The Refreshment Club, transcribed for radio and presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. The Refreshment Club is ready to refresh you with another sparkling program brought to you by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. As a regular member of the club, are you ready to refresh yourself with a cold and frosty bottle of Coca-Cola? Ice-cold Coca-Cola is every place else. It ought to be in your refrigerator at home. But now the Refreshment Club entertainers refuse to be kept waiting. So here we go. Will the Refreshment Club please come to order? And here goes the roll call. Clark Dennis.
Hello.
Ellen Jane Belkey.
Yes, sir.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil himself.
Hello.
The meeting is yours, Don.
Now let's all go through our little daily ritual together. All right. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Good old ice cold Coca-Cola. All right, now the first number by Walter Blaufuss and the boys is Tell the Truth. Walter, tell the truth. I had enough of this yesterday. Tell the truth. Jingle bells now, please. Well, sir, Helen Jane, all we know about this new boyfriend of yours, Johnny, is that, well, he's trying to do what Clark's trying to do there in the Shakespearean play. They're kind of rivals for the job of Hamlet here, and I know that from what Clark has said to you, Clark doesn't exactly like him. Well, I wouldn't say he doesn't like him, but I would say he doesn't like him. So we'd like to know a little more about Johnny. See, if you don't mind, would you mind?
Well, I suppose it's all right, huh?
I knew you'd be glad to tell
us. Embarrassed me, but okay.
Oh, shucks. After all, our lives are an open book here, you know.
You're telling me.
If you've got a new boyfriend, well, I think all the Refreshment Clubbers ought to know about. How long have you known Jim?
Well, I've known him all my life, Don. He's from my hometown.
Oh, Bemidji?
No, from Minneapolis.
Oh, from Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. Well, swell. Well, where did you work, Ellen Jane?
Well, he works in a bank down here.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm.
Is he a teller?
No, I guess he works in one of the offices. I don't know quite what he does.
You're the teller now.
Yeah, that's right.
How did he happen to get into the theatricals with Clark like this?
Well, you know, I work some evenings, and then he's through quite early in the afternoons, and he has nothing to do with his time, just like Clark does. So he goes out and Tries out for those theatricals.
Oh, that's nothing to do, so why not play Hamlet, huh?
That's right.
That's all right. Where do you usually go on your dates when you go out?
Oh, go to movies and dancing and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what does he look like?
Well, he's just exactly the opposite of Clark. He's quite tall, and he's dark, and he has brown eyes.
Oh, the opposite of Clark, huh? I see. Say, you ought to bring him down to you sometime, Ellen. Huh?
Oh, no.
No, you don't want the boys to get a look at him, huh?
No.
Well, swell. Now we know a little bit about Johnny. This is really getting interesting. All right, Helen Jane, I see you're going to sing the Alcatraz song. I can't escape from you. No, I can't escape from those jingle bells.
I'm not the type that I seem to be, happy, go lucky, and gay. I'm not content, but I dream to be happy and lucky someday. I'm free as the wandering breeze. I'm free to wander any place I please. And yet, I can't escape from you. I'm free as the birds in the trees. I'm even free to sail the seven seas. And yet, I can't escape from you. I could ride away and hide away, where we'd be miles apart. But when I got there, I'd find you there, right in my heart. And so, you see that I'm really not free. I'm so afraid you might escape from me. And yet, I can't escape from you.
Very, very nice, Helen Jane. I think I mentioned this to you boys before. Christmas is coming now, and everyone likes to get presents. So you fellows ought to give each other presents, you know, for Christmas. Yeah, yeah. That's what I had in mind. And don't get Carl Fossar a lap robe, see? He went to that football game, you remember, and a fellow tried to sell him a lap robe, and there was no sale, because when Carl sits down, he has no lap, see? So let that be a lesson to you. Anything else goes, but not that with Fossar. Let's play a number for Carl Fossar, should we, Walter? I'm living in a great big way. Clark, I noticed you were very much interested when Helen Jane was telling about Johnny, huh?
I wasn't conscious of it.
Well, don't get conscious. I like you better the way you are. I mean, it's all right. Clark, now we've got to get you coached there so you can see what you can do about this guy, Johnny. Got to get you coached in this soliloquy from Hamlet, all right?
Oh, my. I'm afraid I'm going to need it.
Well, sure. All right, let's try a few lines now. You're up on the stage there. The lights are dim. You're just doing the soliloquy. See, this is the climax of this act.
Yeah.
All right. The lights are dim.
Why don't you do it first?
Well, I'll coach you. I'll see how you do. All right. You start.
Anytime now?
Anytime now. Go right ahead. All right.
Let's see now.
No, just go right ahead.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
Well, that's enough for now. That's enough for now. That's up to the first semicolon. I'll coach you on that after the first number. Doggone. I don't know. Maybe you do need a little coaching with that.
You said it, my friend.
Yeah. Well, Clark, in return for this coaching, I'm not asking much. I do just like to tell you what I need for Christmas, though.
Oh, what do you want for Christmas? I was wondering.
An airplane, that's all. Just a plane.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. You want an amphibian?
What?
An amphibian.
No, I'm telling the truth. It's an airplane, that's all. It's a sin to tell a lie. Oh.
You know it's a sin to tell a lie. Still you keep saying, I love you. It may be true, I wish I knew, but I'm giving fair warning to you. Be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. I love you, yes I do, I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Now comes Rug Dance. We play the Rug Dance music for you. You get your best rug off the floor. Trying to make it in a hurry here, so because this dance is really going to be in a hurry this time. Got the rug? Okay, here we go. It's a rug dance. We're having this rug dance before Christmas, so you can get your rug nice and clean by shaking it around. Then at Christmas time, all the needles will go on the rug again. All you'll have to do then is use the vacuum cleaner. That'll take care of the needles. Just use the vacuum cleaner and it's in the bag. It's in the bag. Up and down the hall you go with your rug, that's it. Like a little silk, that's it. Be yourself, that's it. This rug dance is the orgies of the spirit. Get along, little orgies, get along. Faster, faster, that's the way, faster. rug dance, it was a rug dance. Well, let's see. There's tomorrow, and Thursday. That makes only two more shopping days till Christmas. Am I right, Bob Deffin?
That's right, Tom. All you hear these days is talk about shopping. Maybe you've been out shopping today. If not today, then you will be tomorrow. And when you get home, one thing is certain. You'll be tired and thirsty. That's the time to enjoy a cold and frosty bottle of ice-cold Coca-Cola from your own refrigerator. For there's no place like home to enjoy the pause that refreshes with ice-cold Coca-Cola. But there's one thing you've got to make sure about. You've got to make sure that bottled Coca-Cola is in your refrigerator, ice-cold and ready for you. And that's easy to do because Coca-Cola comes in a handy family package containing six bottles. Your favorite dealer can supply you. All right, Don?
All right. Well, Helen Jane, we found out a little bit about your boyfriend, Johnny. It's hard to say a little bit about your boyfriend, Johnny. A lot of bees in there. Helen Jane, you know, you weren't quite sure as to whether he's a bank teller or not, you know?
No, I don't know about that, Don.
Well, I know a guy who's in the same predicament. He's sort of a bank teller, see? He works for a theater, and on bank nights, he tells who wins the money.
Oh!
Oh, I tell you, it's lovely to see a young gal in love. Helen Jane, may I hold your hand?
Oh, no, it isn't heavy. I can manage, thank you.
Oh. Okay. I know when to quit. What are you going to think, Helen?
I'm one step ahead of my shadow.
Well, so am I, but I'm going to make that second payment on the furniture right after Christmas, you know.
My hitch, my wagon, who will start? Man, although I know it's awfully far, I'll reach that star someday. Here's what I'll do, okay. Say, I don't mind any trouble, cause I drive blue from the place. Why, I'm one step ahead of my shadow. Now I've got the sun in my face. Now I can now from the devil. If life is just a race, for I'm one step ahead of my shadow. Now I've got the sun in my face. Why, I'm the sort of person who goes around rehearsing a smile all day long. And if you'd like to know why I'm giving cares to go by, I've taught my heart how to sing this song. There is really no trouble that a smile can erase. So I'm one step ahead of my shadow. Now I've got the sun in my face.
It's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories together. Abide with me. We like memory time to be a little reminder sometimes for you to say your daily prayers if you've forgotten them. I think we all do that. But it's nice to spend a moment or two every day just with yourself. One of our refreshment clubbers, Elizabeth M. Smith of Bellevue, Pennsylvania, sent us a little poem about prayer. She expresses grand sentiments about it. She says, I've always said my daily prayers, for I thought that I should pray. And so I learned the routine ones, and I said them every day. They were the ones that someone else had written long ago, so they were never quite my own. But how was I to know just what to say to God that would explain to him my needs when I had everything I wanted? I never thought of it as greed to ask for more and more of life, for fortune and for great success, with all about me friends to make and share my happiness. And so for all the wealth of life, the kind not stored in banks, for just the breath I draw every day, I never thought to offer thanks. But now it seems that I grow wiser with the coming of each day, and I'm substituting thanks or please when it's time for me to pray. No, I don't think there's one refreshment clubber here in the studio or one of you refreshment clubbers who are listening in who doesn't want to go home for Christmas if you have a chance. Maybe you are home, and then I'm sure that you're the happiest you could possibly be any place. There's something about Christmas that just means home. I think all of us remember the happy Christmases we used to have at home. Some of us here won't be able to do that this year, won't be able to get there, but anyway, the thought is there. And by the way, while I'm at it, I want to remind you to have the kiddies, if you have them in your own home, listen in tomorrow and the next day, and Christmas, because we're going to get a plane ready and take a trip way up to the North Pole, and we want them all to join us. I'm sure they'll have a good time. And also, while I'm at it, I want to thank you for the lovely Christmas cards that you refreshment clubbers have been sending us. It's a swell way for you to take us into your hearts and into your homes in this new program, and we certainly appreciate it. It's grand hearing from you. And while I'm on the subject of going home for Christmas, Clark Dennis has a grand song just about that. Listen.
I'm going home for Christmas. Do you wonder why I'm glad? I've got a great big kiss for Mother and a brand new pipe for Dad. There's no place like home for Christmas when you're with the ones you love. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. I'm going home for Christmas today. Like home for Christmas when you're with the ones you love. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. I'm going home for Christmas today.
Ah, well, Clark, well, I hope you do get a chance to go home for Christmas if that's where you want to be, and I know you do if you're not home. You know what I mean? Well, sir, here's Bill Krenz, your piano pal. Bill is about as high as the highest ornament that you'll have on your Christmas tree this year. Had a little Christmas party the other day, and Bill wore a suit of armor. It was a little masquerade. Bill said that he represented the shortest day in the year, because he was the long night, you see. So here he is playing Flapperette, which is a small flapper by Big Bill Krenz. Thank you. friend. That was well, too. All right. Oh, my. Quiet. Well, well, quiet there. There, there. Presenting the bright thing to the Refreshment Club kiddies. Well, don't choke. Are the Refreshment Club kiddies from boast to boast, or my child is smarter than your child? First letter comes from Mrs. Lewis Foster of Baltimore, Maryland. Says Christmas is coming, and the other day my little Sonny was sitting on the lower step of the house, his face resting in his two hands. I said, what's the matter, Sonny? He said, nothing, just thinking. I said, what are you thinking about? So he took his face from his hands, and he said, I'm thinking how dumb trees are to take off their clothes in winter and put them on in the summer. Well, I was convulsed the way he said it. The funniest thing I'd heard since yesterday. Quiet. That's enough. Yes, I know. Here's one from Mrs. P.V. of St. Louis, East St. Louis, who writes and said, we have lots of goodies around the house, this being Christmas season. The other day, my little girl, Katie, was with a neighbor girl, and they were seated before a plate containing two bunches of grapes, one a large bunch and the other a small bunch. After some silence, Katie said to the other one, is oo greedy? No, Betty answered. I's not one bit greedy. Then, said my Katie, oo choose. The way she said it could have knocked you over, I'm telling you. It was marvelous. Here, 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 for goodness sake. Leave out the bass laughs here. The next one comes to us from Chicago. Little Tommy McNeil. How do my kids always get in here, I wonder. Two-year-old son of Don McNeil, sometimes known as the master of ceremonies to his friends. Little Tommy has been told so much about Santa Claus by his mother that he goes around the house every day looking in every stocking that he finds. He dragged his little six-month-old brother Donnie over to one of Mother's stockings and said to her, empty now, Santa fill later. The way he said it was perfectly convulsing, I'm telling you. The funniest thing I ever heard. Freshman Club leaves you until tomorrow. We'll all be here at the same time. We'll be getting our plane ready for that trip to the North Pole, so be sure and tell the kiddies to listen. Alan Jane Belkey, Clark Dennis, who'll do some more Shakespeare, I hope. The Ranch Boys, the Refreshment Club Orchestra, under the direction of Walter Blaufus. The acrobat with the accordion, Frankie Papila, and yours truly, Don McNeil, bidding you goodbye until then. Remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.